Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the third day in the month of February 2026. God is good and kind to us and unto him, eternal, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please, Lord, accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Dealing with Demonic Obsession. Dealing with demonic obsession. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 31. Yield not to temptation. Yield not to temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Leviticus 19-21. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. Which says, no man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And our Bible reading is taken from Judges chapter 16 from verse 1 to 21. Judges 16 from verse 1 to 21. From verse 1 it reads, one day Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute. He went in to spend the night with her. The people of Gaza were told Samson is here, so they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the city gate. They made no move during the night, saying, at dawn will kill him. But Samson lay there only until the middle of the night. Then he got up and took hold of the doors of the city gate, together with the two posts, and tore them loose, bar and all. He lifted them to his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength, and now we can overpower him, so that we may tie him up and subdue him, each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, tell me the secret of your great strength and how you can be tied up and subdued. Samson answered, if anyone ties me with 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, I'll become as weak as any other man. Then the rulers of the Philistines brought our 7 fresh bowstrings that had been dried, and she tied him with them, with men eating in the room. She called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. But he snapped the bowstring as easily as a piece of string snaps when it comes close to a flame. So the secret of his strength was not discovered. Then Delilah said to Samson, you have made a fool of me. You have lied to me. Come now and tell me how you can be tied. He said, if anyone ties me securely with new ropes that have never been used, I will become as weak as any other man. So Delilah took new ropes and tied him with them. Then with men eating in the room, she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. But he snapped the ropes off his arm as if they were thread. Then Delilah said to Samson, all this time you have been making a fool of me and lying to me. Tell me how you can be tied. He replied, if you weave the 7 braids of my head into fabric on the loom and tighten it with a pin, I'll become as weak as other man. So while he was sleeping, Delilah took the 7 braids of his head, moved them into a fabric and tightened it with a pin. Again, she called him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke from his sleep and pulled up the pin and the loom with the fabric. Then she said to him, how can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? This is the third time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength. With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was sick to death of it. So he told her everything. No razor has ever been used on my head, he said, because I have been a Nazarite dedicated to God from my mother's womb. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man. When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines, come back once more, he has told me everything. So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off his 7 braids of hair. And so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. Then she called, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke and his sleep and thought, I will go after them. I will go out as before and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and took him down to Gaza, binding him with bronze shackles. They set him to be grinding grain in the prison. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, when a fellow is obsessed, it means that the person's mind has become completely preoccupied with someone or something, such that the fellow loses control of his or her emotions concerning that person or thing. Most cases of obsession are demonically induced and often lead to the destruction of the victim unless God intervenes. For instance, some people are obsessed with food. They can never stop eating. If a believer is in this situation, he or she will be unable to fast and will become an easy target for the enemy. Some people's obsession is alcohol. They cannot stop drinking. Substance abuse and uncontrollable sexual desires are other forms of obsession. Going by today's Bible reading, we can say that Samson's obsession with women was what destroyed him. Excessive sleeping is another obsession that some people have. The Bible says that if a fellow loves sleeping too much, he or she will end up in poverty, like we see in Proverbs 20 verse 13. The devil often turns people's inordinate affections to obsession aimed at destroying them. I recall the story of a teacher who had a bicycle. He was so obsessed with his bicycle that whenever he got to a muddy part of the road, he would come down from the bicycle and carry the bicycle across the muddy portion of the road. When a person becomes obsessed with someone or something, the enemy can make that person a slave through that avenue. It would usually make the person fight anyone who attempts to set him or her free. The devil usually targets young people with obsession because he wants to make them his slaves for life. When teenagers become obsessed with hard drugs, for example, they waste their youthful years on the unprofitable venture. Many of them lose their lives early, while those who manage to grow into adulthood are usually unable to start a fresh life unless God intervenes. Beloved, flee every inordinate affection. Don't allow the enemy to turn them into an obsession that will suck out your essence and destroy your future. Rather, be obsessed with God and his word. This is what Jesus meant when he said that you should love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, like we say in Mark 12 verse 30. Therefore, spend quality time with God, worshiping him, praying, studying, and meditating on his word daily. This is how to avoid or escape from inordinate affection and demonic obsession. The Lord will keep your mind at rest and bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. Today's open ever comes to the key point that says, never allow yourself to be addicted to or obsessed with any person or thing besides God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour, UCLR Pass, and current Open Heaven Devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful day today. Bye-bye.